Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Drunken Whalers, the podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Sarah, and I'm joined by Claire.
Hi, everyone.
Claire, do you have anything to say?
No. I'm drinking cider. I don't know that anyone will be surprised by that.
I feel like we open every episode by being like, yeah, we're drinking cider again. Someday, I keep meaning to, like, get something and, like, make myself a drink.
No,
but
I'm never gonna do that.
I haven't motivated to go to a liquor store yet, so. And the grocery stores in Virginia will not give me anything that isn't cider or, like, beer or wine, which I don't. I'll get wine. Maybe I'll get wine. I like Moscato.
Ooh, I got peach Moscato, like, a year ago, and it was really good. So if you could find that, it was, like, Andre peach Moscato, $7. It was so good.
Oh, that makes me nostalgic. In my college, people always used to drink Andre because it cost $7.
Yeah! Yep.
So it's the universal college drink. Yeah, Moscato is good. Yeah. What kind of alcohol do you think Dowd likes?
I feel like... I don't...
What do sad people drink?
Jello shots.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have zero idea. I think realistically, he drinks Old Dunois whiskey.
I mean, I guess that's what everyone fucking drinks. It's the only thing you ever find around. But it's like, in my head, it's like, oh, that's what Corvo drinks.
That's true. You can also find vodka. One of them must drink vodka.
Probably Dowd. That seems like a thing that sad people drink. I say that. Vodka? I primarily drink vodka.
I guess. I don't see why not.
Okay.
He probably drinks whatever really expensive liquor he steals from people's houses.
Yeah, that too.
Like, to be realistic. Okay,
we should talk about whatever happened in this episode, and this video game that we played.
So, yeah, this is mission 2 of The Knife of Dunwall. I have zero idea what the name is. That's a lie. I just remembered it.
It's called Eminent Domain.
Yeah! And we are gonna go find... Barrister Tish, who we heard about in the last episode.
Timch. There's Timch? An M there.
I don't care. Timch.
That's fine. He's
I sus. Wonder how often I misspelled it in these notes.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right, whatever.
He doesn't matter.
We're going to find Barrister Timch.
Timch.
Who used to date a woman named Delilah, who sold the boat named the Delilah to that guy that we may or may not have murdered in the slaughterhouse. So we're going to go find him, and specifically we're going to find his niece Talia, who hates his total guts.
Yeah, which, she's very valid for
she's
that,
incredibly
he
valid.
Sucks.
Okay, will you do the opening annoying monologue?
Sure, I guess I'll read this whole thing. It's riddled with typos, because I had to copy it out of a YouTube video, because these intros are very cool, however you can't pause them, it makes it impossible to write the whole thing down. Anyway, I also can't do a Dowd voice, and that's for the best.
I'm sorry, but okay.
So he starts off with his cool monologue, which is, it's not cool. As a young girl, Delilah was a baker's apprentice in Dunwall Tower. Years later, a painter in Sokolov Circle. Barrister Arnold Timch paid her to paint portraits. Him, I knew. Nobleman, born rich, and now he was making a second fortune, seizing the assets of plague victims for the Lord Regent. But Barrister Timch was also fighting a private war with his own niece. Something to do with the family fortune. Lurk was probably right. We needed to speak with the niece first. Her feud with the old barrister was something we could use. I got a message to the barrister's niece, and she claimed to know things about Delilah that no one else did. But the knowledge would have to come at a price. I wasn't surprised. I went to meet her. And that's it.
Right. And then, like, the mission notes as you load are like, go find Talia and see what she wants to know.
Yep. And the mission starts and you, like... pop into this little sewery. It's like a little inlet. It's like a sewery type area. And
sewer.
You see Billy, and she is in the middle of choking out a guard.
Oh, she chokes someone out because for me, she stabs him.
Oh, that's how. Oh, that's so good.
That's so neat. Yeah, she's like grabs him by the neck and stabs him through the back.
Oh, what does she say? Because for me, she said, "She says, don't worry, I was gentle."
Yeah, no. To me, she says, "One more body shouldn't matter."
That's so good. That makes me really happy.
I had zero idea that was going to be different. That's so neat. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's again, like, honestly, that's even cooler to me than, like, so in Dishonored proper, it's like, Emily is affected by your actions, but it's, like, cool to me that, like, Billy, like, very obviously, like, kills people or doesn't based on what she's seen you doing. Because she, like, respects you, mostly.
She shouldn't, but she does.
Because you're her dad.
We're her dad.
And that is also an interesting parallel to, like, Emily for Corvo. They're both dads.
Oh, that is true, yeah.
Aw.
Oh, that makes me really sad.
Yeah, that's good. But yeah, so Billy does something to a guard, and then she basically is like, hey, Talia's waiting for you up ahead, and disappears.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, so you can go out of the sewer, up some stairs, and you can find a road. Like,
yes,
that's pretty much it. There's like, this first part is just a road, there's like a rail car that goes above the street. There's not really, there's like no empty apartments to sneak into, like, you have to get past a wall of light, and that's essentially it.
Yeah, this area, this section of it's not super interesting, which I spent so long here because I'm trying not to kill anybody, and like I kept like getting myself in, there's like a bunch of guards here, and I kept like getting myself into bad situations and having to reload.
Yeah, see, I literally ran through all of them, rewired the wall of light, and then just walked through it like 7 or 8 times.
Great. Oh, did they follow you?
They do at first. Like, if they're running, they can't like stop soon enough, because like, if there's two of them and one walks through and gets neutralized, like, the NPC action is always, like, on guard and, like, startled, and they won't walk through. But they were all running at me.
Well, that's horrible.
So, like, three or four of them just got fried.
Those things are dangerous.
They are so dangerous.
Like, what if you trip? But yeah, so you walk, you basically just go through that area, and once you get past the wall of light, you basically can go down an alley to the side, and in fact, Talia is there, getting harassed by a hatter, I think.
Yeah,
it's a gang that we haven't seen before?
No, I don't think we've seen them before, so, yeah, it's the hatters, he's a hatter.
He has a hat on.
Yeah, they all have hats, which is, you know, very...
And, like, pinstripes.
On trend. And she's kind of just, like, sitting, her bodyguard is dead next to her.
Yeah, he's just, like, dead on the floor.
And she's just, like, sitting there pretty calmly while being threatened by this hatter. And he's like, hey, aren't you rich? Like, give me some money. Like, you have a bodyguard. Are you rich? And she's like, you should walk away. He's like, no, I hate rich people and detest women.
That's basically it. Yeah.
So like, he keeps harassing her. She keeps being like, seriously, it's going to be bad for you if you don't go. And he's like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, because I'm fucking meeting down the assassin.
And the guy, like, doesn't believe her. He's like, oh, the great assassin? I'm so scared, but why would he want to meet you?
That's, like, the funniest thing in the world to me, because, like, the response is, like, essentially, she's like, what the fuck do you think I'm meeting him for? I'm getting him to kill someone.
Like, that's his job. That's the only thing he does.
This is his profession. Yeah. So, like, they just keep dragging each other and being mean. And eventually she says something like, Dad's probably already watching us. And, you know, I am.
Yeah, I know. She's like, Dad's probably watching you and like, considering how best to kill you. It's like, well, I was watching him and trying to figure out how to, like, deal with him without having to kill him. So, hey, lady, listen.
Yeah. I killed him. Mm-hmm. And then his gang members, like, jumped down from, like, I guess the rooftops to deal with me, and I was like, no. And I killed them. And Talia's, like, so vindicated when you show up. She's like, I told you. It's so funny.
Which, hey, yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. She was right. So yeah, after you get rid of everyone there, you can talk to her, and she essentially is like, I want you to bring me my uncle's will, and I will give you the details of Delilah, and I will pay you. And it's like, great, I didn't think I was going to get paid.
sounds like a great deal. And she's like, yeah, so just go get it, and then come meet me back by the docks.
Yeah, seems so simple.
Yeah. And then I talked to her a couple times after, like, she, like, finished up and was going to walk away. And just the one thing that, like... that was surprising to me is, like, she mentions that she's, like, oh, like, my uncle's, like, afraid, like, about, like, when I turn 18. And it's, like, what do you mean? I can't believe she's 17.
Wow, she's gonna murder someone and she's only 17?
Like, her model, A, looks like an adult woman. Yeah. B, I'm, like, worried about her.
Her model doesn't even look like an adult woman. Her model looks 40. Like.
Yeah, it's, like, just, what? I mean, I think they just like, don't have, they didn't have any, they didn't have any teenager models, and they weren't gonna make a new one.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not, it's, like, oh, yeah, she's, like, acting very old for her age. Like, no, she acts like a 40-year-old woman, and all the rich people models, like, all the rich women in Dishonored wear pantsuits. Instead yeah. of the dresses. So it's like she's wearing a pantsuit with like flared pant legs and like a short like suit jacket with short sleeves, which is like not a young look.
Yeah, it really isn't. I hope the young people in Dunwall dress better.
Yes, no, I didn't talk to her at all. I just went through like the Hatter territory.
Yeah, but yeah, so after that you can move on to, and yeah, there's an area and there's a bunch of hatters everywhere, and if they see you, they'll try to fucking kill you, because that's yeah. what you do when you're in a gang, I guess.
It's true. So yeah, this area is, like, right before you get to, like, the main area where the barrister's house actually is, and there's two components, which is, like, the hatter's territory, which is, like, in, like, squatting in apartments, like, that are boarded up, and then there's, like, a guard watchtower, which is full of, like, the city guard. And, like, you can find, like, a couple of notes throughout that, like, are talking about, like, their feud.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun, because yeah,
I only, like, explored the Hatter side. I think I, like, didn't end up in the Watch side at all.
Wow. I didn't need to go in there. I just did it for this.
Yeah, well, look.
Yes.
I fell to my death a lot of times here, okay? It was taking me a long time.
Yeah. I went to the, like, the guard area first, and, like, mostly there's nothing in there except for guards, but there is, a note that's like, hey, the Hatters took the key to the legal district, which you need the key to get to the legal district to go kill that guy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, shit, now I gotta go find that key, and then you can find a note being like, I'm gonna go get the key back. And, like, if you follow this trail, like, you'll eventually be led to, like, a dead hatter with a key near him.
Oh, that is helpful.
Yeah. Which is, like, I just thought that was kind of fun.
But it's like a little hide-and-seek thing with a dead yeah, guy.
Pretty much, yeah. The only other thing that I thought was really interesting in, like, the guards area is you can see the, you can see the wanted posters, and
oh yeah,
there is a wanted poster for Dowd, and he's wearing a mask in it.
Oh, that's super interesting, because what does it look like?
It's the whaling mask.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I was like, maybe he does actually wear a mask for murders.
Thank God. Well, I know, yeah. Hey, maybe it's like he stopped wearing it because he's, like, so depressed now.
Or, like, maybe he only wears it on, like, I mean, I guess this is not, or, like, maybe he only wears it on official jobs.
He didn't wear it when he was killing the literal empress.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a real good point. He sure didn't. I have zero idea, but, like, the wanted poster does not have his face, which is just...
That's good. At least not everybody knows his face, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, no, other than that, there's, like, not really anything interesting in the city guard area. The hatter area is also not that interesting, except for the fact that the hatters who wear hats have giant, like, machetes.
That's true, they do. I think my favorite thing I found on their little hideout is there was a little to-do list note I found, and oh, the yeah. list is as follows. 1, loot that one place. 2, get even with Craxton. 3, like, the key we nicked from the watch can get us inside the legal district. We, like, and a lot, like, about how you can get it, so it's, like, a little mission clue. And then the 4th one is, brush my teeth this week.
I think it's so funny.
It's so good.
I have many questions, including when in our historical history did people start to brush their teeth?
I don't know. Well, because people used to do different things, right?
Right.
Like, people are always like, oh, no one in, like, medieval whatever brushed their teeth. But it's like, people did something.
Yes.
I just don't know what, because I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I know. But I'm really curious about this guy. He's just like, I'm going to do it once a week. I'm proud of him.
Tweeted us about teeth hygiene. If you happen to be a tooth hygiene expert.
That would be a fun profession. You can also find a book in the Hatter territory on Lizzie Stride and the Dead Eels. Which is a gang of pirates notorious for smuggling and destruction.
I wonder, they might be relevant later. Mm-hmm. Lizzie Stride's pretty cool. It's my hot take.
Yeah, the thing this report says is that Lizzie Stride, who is the captain, has her teeth filed into points and she walks around barefoot.
The filing her teeth thing always gets me, like, that just brings up a lot of questions.
Well, I think it helps her with the second thing, which is the report mentioned that Lizzie questioned the first mate, then bit out his tongue and tossed him overboard. So I'm going to guess the sharp teeth helped with that.
Oh, she's so scary.
I know, I love her.
I love her so much. I can't wait till she shows up. That episode's going to be a mess.
Yeah, it is. I love her.
I love that mission.
And that's like essentially all that's in this. Oh no, there's also Granny's house.
Yes, there is Granny's house. Which again, Granny has a lot of houses, but whatever. She used to be rich.
That's true.
But yeah, well, I was really confused when I got here because I was like, oh, it's the Outsider Shrine, because it is like an Outsider Shrine, but it's not like the Outsider Shrine. So the Outsider won't talk to you.
No, it's like made up like the Outsider. And there's like a recipe on the table, which I didn't write it down, but I know Sarah did.
I did, because I'm a good person. This one doesn't rhyme, which pisses me off, but it says, "Cruel Nancy, take the world from her greedy hands. Lay it before the black-eyed groom, cut sharp, cut deep, red drip, drop. Last and least, burn it in the hearth of a lawless man. Do this for me, dearie, and I'll give you a birthday treat." So first of all, Granny consistently calls the Outsider the black-eyed groom because she wants to fucking marry him. So yeah. Fine.
But yeah.
That's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah, and that's, like, a really mysterious fucking recipe, but luckily the game assumes that we're dumbasses, and I am, so it tells you, like, it pops up with, like, a little notification that tells you what you need to do this recipe.
I also just straight up, like, looked it up and had it up on the like, steps up in the wiki while I was playing, because I didn't want to, like, miss it, because I would have been annoyed.
No, yeah, I missed it the first time, and I had to go back around and do this. But yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, and there was like a book about that. There was a book about the Hatters in here. It was like some like dude from the university who had gone to a Hatter bar and was like interviewing one of them.
Right.
And it also mentions Lizzie Stride, and it talks about Slackjaw a bit. And it talks about how like the Hatters are like getting screwed over by both the Bottle Street Gang and the Dead Eels, but they're gonna get even. And it also mentions their leader, who's some guy called the Geezer. And it says like, oh, the Hatters never talk about him, and like he's been there since before the Caldwins, and he's like so fucking old, and basically makes him sound kind of ominous, which he kind of is.
That is really ominous, and I don't know. I think that's a shitty nickname.
Well, his real name is fucking Mortimer Hat. So it's like, okay, they're called the Hatters because his name is Hat, not because they wear hats. Like, okay.
Do they know that?
I don't know. Well, it's like, is that actually his last name, or is he just, like, call himself that? I don't know. Begs a lot of questions.
It really does. This is, like, a whole Bottle Street Gang situation, which is, like, sure, the Bottle Street Gang is on Bottle Street, but they also, like, throw Molotov cocktail bottles at you.
Yeah. It's like they, like, themed themselves after it, and it's like, that's, I mean, I guess.
I mean, why not?
But yeah.
Well, you know, you need a strong brand identity.
Listen, they know about branding at Dunwall.
Undoubtedly.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a book about Pandicia by Sokolov, but I don't care about that.
Yeah, it was boring. I was like, all right, you hateful little man.
Yeah. That's correct, yeah.
And, like, other than that...
I think that's it. Yeah. Oh, I have a fun, silly anecdote about how, as I was running around this area, I blinked badly and fell to my death, and I was like, oh, darn, and reloaded my game, and the game automatically had auto-saved me as I was falling, so I reloaded, like, mid-fall and fucking dropped down again. I had to pick another save to reload from, so I didn't just fall into this endless loop of hell.
That's so funny.
I reloaded. I was, my face is probably very funny as that just happened. Not pleased.
That's so good. This is a fun game, y'all. it. Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. I think the only other thing I can think of is that, like, right before you can go through the legal district, there's two guards standing outside the door, and one of them is a suck-up, and he's like, congratulations on your promotion, sir. I'm like, that's nice, suck-up, and then I killed him.
That's, yeah, that's fair. I ran past them, and they both noticed me, but if you, it's, like, the legal district is a wholly separate area from this area, so, like, there's a loading screen between them, and that means if you run through the door, the guards can't follow you.
Yeah, it's a
tip. So I just ran to the door and opened it.
It's a tip that I use a lot playing Dishonored.
It's very helpful if you're not trying to get ghost.
Yeah. But yeah, so then you're back in another kind of gross street. There's rats, and there's cops, and it sucks.
That's Dunwall. There's rats and there's cops, and it sucks. Yeah. But there's Billy, who doesn't suck.
Oh, yes, that's right. She shows up and scares the shit out of me again.
Oh, no. She's so scary. She has to stop fucking doing that. Billy.
I know. It's like, I could never have this job, because she just pops up unannounced with a quiet little whoop and scares the shit out of me every time. Like, I physically jump every time she does that.
The whalers must be used to it, because, like, all the whalers have this power, so they're probably just, like, zooming all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you lived in a giant government building that was full of, like, I'm gonna guess at least 50 people who could all whoop all over the place, I'm sure, like, you'd get used to it, but I don't, so I'm not.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
But she tells you about, like, a nearby equipment stash, because they're like, yeah, we've been planning, we've figured that someone's gonna pay us to kill Timsh, so we just, like, had some stuff ready.
I think it's the funniest thing ever.
But yeah, so you can walk up a little street and you can hear some little guards talking, and there's some convenient cover for you to hang out behind while you listen to them talk.
Oh yeah, and they're being mean. They're so mean. They're talking about arresting people, and, like, specifically, like, breaking into their homes and arresting them. And, like, the younger guard's like, I feel kind of bad about this. Like, that family has been good to me. Like, they used to hand out food at the back door, and the captain's like, literally, I don't care. I'd rather fight a person than a pile of rats. Like, if the barrister says all I have to do to keep this job is arrest a rich bastard, you know, I cry with happiness.
Well, and when he says, like, oh, they, like, give us food at the back door, the guy's like, oh, that's great, then they'll let you in that way, and we can, like, get in, and that's great for us strategically. Oh, and it's like, well, this is terrible.
Yeah, and so the captain is like, don't care, I don't want to die by being gnawed at by rats. And the lower guard gets scared, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, they won't get worried if they see me approach from the back, don't worry. And I'm like, no! Have a spine!
Impossible.
Yeah.
And they also mentioned that there's, like, a nearby prisoner who they think used to do business in Timsh, and they're like, yeah, we just, like, locked him up in that building over there.
That's a good fun time. I accidentally killed this guy.
Yeah, you drop assassinated him. That's not accidental, Claire.
No, exactly what happened is I was gonna blink behind him and see, like, what his little tag said, because I wasn't sure what he was doing, and I blinked on top of him.
Alright, well, this man that Claire killed, yeah, he's just, like, in another building. It's, like, really easy to get in there, because, like, you can get to the top floor pretty easily, and then the floor of that floor is, like, busted,
it's gone.
So you can just drop in. You can just, like, drop in from it. And he's, like, he's like, wearing a mask. I don't know why the fuck he's wearing a mask. Did they just need to reuse the models from the masquerade in the first game? Unclear.
I don't know, but he's wearing a fancy mask, and he's rich, because he's got a fancy coat on.
Yes, his name is Roland.
Oh, right.
And he also recognizes you on sight. He's like, oh, it's Dowd, like everyone else. And Dowd's like, what the fuck do you want? And he's like, I want revenge. And basically tells you, like, oh, Timsh, like, he actually doesn't really tell you that much about what Timsh did, but basically, like, Timsh, like, did his thing where he like, takes a family or whatever, or a house, and is like, oh, these people have the fucking plague, so we're gonna send them to the flooded district or whatever, and we're gonna impound this house, like, for the government, and then he, like, sold off all their stuff and, like, makes money that way.
Yeah, because he's evil.
So he's like, oh, yeah, because he's an evil man. And so, yeah, so Roland's like, I want to do to Timsh what he did to me. I want him to be homeless and a victim of his own, like, eviction documents. And he's like, okay, well, I'm all set up. I've like, forged an eviction document for him, like, and the signatures, which is impressive.
That is impressive.
And basically tells you, like, if you go to my old apartment, I have a journal that explains this whole plot, which is, again, what you should do with all your plots is you should write them down and put them in your easy-to-break-in apartments that you're going to get locked out of.
Was his apartment easy to break into? Because I had to climb in through, like, a third-floor story window, and there was okay. no other way in.
It's easy if you have magic powers.
I mean, yes, that's true. But I'm not that many people in Dunwall presumably have magic powers.
There's a whole gang that does. Yeah, okay, you're right. You're two? Right. I was being too harsh on this man.
Three? Like, if three people could break into my house in the entire city, like, I'm, you know, like, that's pretty good. It's pretty good, you know, security system.
It's like the least of your problems in Dunwall.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, his apartment is like. Really close. Like I said, I killed him, so he didn't talk to me. I just found this.
Can you like still get the markers to do this even if you kill him?
Yes, because he wrote it down in his journal.
That is nice that the game like lets you do that. Yeah,
that's probably the real reason they put it in there. So if you wrote it down. If you don't find it, you can find his journal, which is like. You know, Tim thinks he's hot shit because the Lord Regent supports him. I'm going to replace the, you know, form C carry from the Lord Regent with an eviction form. I think I might need professional help, but I can definitely knock him out with this plan using the air conditioner.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's like, why wouldn't he just tell you that when you saw him there?
I have no idea, but I didn't even write down his exact plan, but I think it was to, like, have something really smelly put in the machine that circulates air in the barrister's home so that it will I don't even know what it will do.
It's like, so basically it's like it's like put something smelly in the fucking air conditioner so that it will smell like the house has the plague, but he like is very specific in his notes where he's like, but it's gonna be like very careful to not actually have the plague because I don't want to kill a bunch of people. That's which nice. Is frankly an impressive amount of care for someone in this world to have.
That's true.
So basically it's like, so basically what you have to do is you have to go get the smelly thing from this, like, occult lady's apartment who was, like, some person he knew and was just, like, apparently went up to and was like, hey, I need something that smells really badly. Thanks.
And she's like, don't worry, I got you.
I got you. You never find out what it is. Also. No.
So yeah, basically this is, like, the non-lethal option for this mission is you go get the smelly thing from the apartment next door. You put it in the air conditioner and you swap out the, like, you pickpocket the Lord, not the Lord Regent, yeah. You pickpocket the barrister.
Timsh. Yeah, because, so he has a little piece of paper on him that's, like, immunity from the Lord Regent, mm-hmm. that he apparently brags about, which is a fucked up thing to do, and so you just have to swap the documents with this, like, note that's, like, an eviction notice for his own house.
Right.
Yeah. I want to know, like, what was going on in the storyboard room when they were like, I know what you have to do for this mission is, like, make his house smell really bad.
With the air conditioner. I'm so furious.
Do you not think they should have air conditioner?
No.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm curious when air conditioning was invented, but I'm not going to look it up.
I'm Googling it. Let's see. 1902.
Well, this is, like, fake mid-1800s. I don't know.
I'll allow it.
It doesn't piss me off nearly as much as, like, video chat. I'll let's go with that.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not great, but, like, I will allow it.
And because it's, like, there's, like, a dumbwaiter in his house, which feels much more, like, appropriate.
Yeah. So, yeah, so then after this, I went next door to find the woman with the smelly thing.
It's called the odorous sack in the little in-game thing of when it tells you what it is.
Yes. There's just a lot of dead bodies in her house.
There's a lot of dead bodies. There's, like, notes next to them, which are all, like, say weird things. It's, like, it's very weird.
Yeah, so, like, they're all called, like, cultist scribblings, and they're, like, describing what the bodies, like, very poetic ways of, like, what the bodies used to be.
Yeah, and it's like, basically, they were all, like, heretics, basically.
Yeah. I wrote some of them down, like, this one liked to carve wood. Once he carved a small whale, he spoke to it and kept it in his pocket. Its grains knew all of his secrets just as I do. It's like, that's the kind of temperature of these notes.
it's very, I don't know, they remind me a bit of, like, how the heart talks.
Yes, yeah, that's really correct. They do sound that exactly. And there's, like, 6 or 7 of them just in these dead, sitting near these dead bodies in this apartment.
Yeah, so this lady was fine, I guess.
She's also not there. Thankfully. Really, yeah, did not want to be there.
Yeah, and you never find out who, like, it wasn't Granny Rags, so
no, who knows who it was. It's just a mystery. And she, whoever this woman is, has the outsider shrine, like, barricaded in a room behind her bookcase.
Yeah, which, like, you have to, like, knock it over to get in there. There's, like, a purple glow coming out of it, so you can be like, ah, yes, I know what's in there. Yeah,
mostly I just walked around, like, against the wall for a really long time until I figured it out, because, like, when you use the void gaze, it shows you the rune is there, and it's like, fucking, where is it? Let me have it.
Dao just, like, walking into this wall over and over again, like, ugh.
Yeah. So you can find the Outsider Shrine. Billy will pop up. Billy will say, I've always wondered what he smells like. Rotting flesh? Wildflowers? Does he ask you questions? I wonder when he'll speak to me. Which, Billy, he sucks.
Yeah, Billy sounds, like, so, like, in awe of him, and it's very cute and also very funny, because what he's about to say to you is rude as shit.
Yeah. So I found this last rune after I'd completed the mission, so I got, like, a way different dialogue option, but there's, like, 5 or 6
options. There's 5 separate ones, because this is the only Outsider Shrine in this game, so
Is it really?
Go to it before you've, yeah, because there's not one in the next mission.
Wow, I didn't know.
I routinely look at the little Dishonored wiki page that lists all the Outsider speeches for very good reasons, which are that I like to read them. but, yeah, so it's based either on what you do to Timsh, but if you go there before you've dealt with Timsh, then it's based on what you did to Rothwild.
Yeah, like, the options are, like, if you haven't eliminated Timsh, it's what you've, like, if you packed Rothwild into a crate, if you interrogated Rothwild or Abigail Ames, or if you destroyed the slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. And then there's 2 different options for if you had Timsh arrested or if you killed him. And they're interesting as fuck, so I think we're gonna have to read all of them.
Yes, so, yeah, in the beginning and the end are you the same.
Yeah.
I
can read the beginning. So the beginning for all 5 of them is, here's one last lesson for old time's sake. The barrister was a champion at finding his enemy's weak points, but he didn't see Delilah as a threat until it was too late. No one's watching Delilah now except you. And me, of course. I see everything. I see forever. And right now I see a man walking a tightrope over a sea of blood and filth. The Empress is dead and the water's rising. So that's the first part, which is so mean and I love it.
It's very mean. I love him a lot.
So yeah, so if you pack Rothwild into a crate, the Outsider will continue with, you've got Rothwild packed into a crate bound for the frozen north, Dowd. Surprisingly clean work for a man with so much blood on his hands. Did the Empress change you? Or do you think this will help you dodge what's coming? You'd better hurry. You're running out of rope. Which is so good.
I think my favorite line he, like, ever says is when he's like, you're running out of rope. It's really fucking good. And it's interesting to me because it's like, so that's what he says for the, like, for the non-lethal option. And, like, usually, like, in Dishonored 1, usually the Outsider will, like, be, like, kind of nicer to you if you've done the non-lethal stuff, whereas here, he's pretty much exactly as mean to you.
He actually says that you're running out of rope line for everything you've done to Rothwild. So, yeah, so...
He fucking he's a hates dick. You. I love him.
It's way more interesting to me than the way he interacts with Corvo. Because, yeah, like, with Corvo, he's like, oh, you're kind of interesting. With this, it's like, Dowd, I did not think you were interesting at all, but I could be persuaded.
But no, this stuff is all very good.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you interrogate Rothwild or Abigail Ames, he will, like, it'll be the Empress is dead and the water's rising, and then he'll say, you left a mess on the killing floor, Dowd. I guess you know by now that these things have a way of catching up with you. but maybe you're past caring, then you'd better hurry. You're running out of room.
Once again, thanks, bud. Good at giving pep talks.
I know. If you destroy the slaughterhouse, which is what I did, he will say, Rothwell's gone, and his slaughterhouse is burned to the ground. Even the Empress couldn't boast of a funeral pyre so grand. You'd better hurry. You're running out of rope. Which I think is my favorite one, because it's like, what a dick move. It's like, even the Empress, who you killed, could not have such a grand funeral.
It's like, bringing her up is like, such like, a dick move.
It's so, so good. Yeah. And then we have like, the arrested and killed options, which, do you want to just wait and mention those later after we've talked about how you can get him arrested or killed?
Yeah, sure, so we don't just read these for, like, 10 minutes straight.
Yes, let's have some interesting things in our podcast.
So, hey, the Outsider's speeches are very interesting, in my opinion.
I think so,
which
too.
Which is the correct one.
I deeply agree.
But yeah, so after you pop out of the Outsider Shrine, Billy is still there, and she says, "You were in a daze. I hope it wasn't lightning." And then she disappears. And don't worry, Billy, it wasn't.
Yeah, and also, I think we forgot to say, so you can, one of your, like, objectives is to, like, go to the top of a rooftop across the street and meet Billy.
Oh, yeah, to get the weapons cache.
Yeah, it's, like, to meet Billy at the Whaler, like, outpost, and there's a shit ton of stuff there. Like, there is, like, a key to the basement. It, like, has details about, like, where Timsh is gonna be in the building. It says, like, where he keeps the will.
Yeah, it makes the following, like, stuff a lot easier, because you have, like, markers to tell you where everything is.
Yeah. If you find, Billy's at the outpost, and she says, Timsh is in his bedroom, don't make me describe what's happening.
Yeah,
and there's also, like, keys, and it talks with a dumbwaiter, and there's, like, maps, which is really convenient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Whalers do good work.
They do such good work. Yeah. This house is ugly. It's, like, it's four floors, it's a giant, like, white monstrosity, there's, like, balconies and full, like, glass doors on every level, and the whole place is filled with guards who will frequently walk out onto the balconies so that they can fucking see you, like, how dare they do their jobs.
I know. These glass balconies that are very easy to see through.
It's super inconvenient. And there's also several guards, like, in the square, like, right out front of his building, and they're talking about, I can't remember who, but, like, someone important is coming to inspect.
Oh, yeah, it's some, because you can see him if you do the non-lethal option. It's some general.
Yeah, it's, like, some general is coming to inspect it, which, like, I did not see him until afterwards, and he waited the entire time standing right in his little carriage car until I was close enough to hear him move.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so yeah, it's just, like, fuck ton of guards, no overseers, which is so nice.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, I guess Timsh doesn't give a shit about the Abbey.
Yeah.
Which is the one thing about him I can respect.
But yeah, other than that, it's, like, it's an ugly house. Like, it's just so ugly and tall, and, like most of the buildings in Dishonored you have to go to for a mission, you can immediately tell it's the right building, because it's really fancy, it's all white, it's clean, and everything around it looks completely like shit. But yeah. So yeah, I think we're gonna stop there and then do the inside of the house in the next episode.
Yeah, because Claire has to go get her laundry.
I do have to go get my laundry. And also I'm thirsty.
That's super valid, and I support you.
Thanks.
Yeah, how the fuck do we end episodes?
What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, it's Lucky Dice Kirby. Just fucking tweet at me. Also, the podcast is at Drunken Whalers. Tweet at me about whatever. Teeth. It's fine.
Sorry, everyone. We've took a few weeks off, and now we're lost fools.
I forgot how to do a podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, I am...
Oh, Claire, where the hell are you?
I'm at Surrealist Trees, and the intro and outro music is Goosebeak Whale by Alps. I think
Thanks
that's it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, bye everyone.
Yeah.